This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm excited to have him back on the show. He's going to give us an update on iMinerals. We're talking no other than Tom Conway. He is the CEO and president of iMinerals. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IMAHF. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
You know, since the last time you were on the show, we've had a lot of new listeners. So would you give them a little bit about statement of what is iMinerals and what you guys do?
Yeah, iMinerals is an industrial minerals company, and that we have four fairly unique minerals. Most people, of course, aren't familiar with it. They're more familiar with gold or copper, but industrial minerals are, of course, are used in everyday applications. And so, I mean, we go from the range of cement to cosmetics to fiber optics and solar glass, things of that nature. So it's quite a different story than conventional mining, but a very exciting story.
You guys recently have one of the largest undeveloped resources of these minerals in the United States, and there was a feasibility study done by JBM Engineers, and they kind of looked over the whole project. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, we've got the full feasibility out. It's been out for some time, and we're actually also fully permitted right now as well. So we're kind of in the process now of raising some short-term funding while we're working on the full CapEx in order to do some more marketing work. And some more engineering work to advance the project along. But, you know, essentially we're shovel ready in the marketing of these minerals. We've got lots of exciting news on that they're in greater demand and higher prices than what we had in the feasibility.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, when I hear about this halloysite, I don't even know what that is. Is it measured by pound, per ounce? What is it used for?
Well, the halloysite is a naturally occurring clay nanotube. So it's really a kaolin clay. And there's only about a dozen or so known deposits on the face of the earth.
Wow.
But ours is world-class and unique, and that is chemically pure. So it has huge implications for the pharmaceutical space, kaolin having been used in that historically. And so we're doing quite a lot of work over in Germany. In fact, the German government is sponsoring work from a diabetic institute to use this material for diabetic wound care. And it's proving to be extremely effective. As well, the German government, the German military is using it for wound care to stop traumatic bleeding. In fact, there's a company here called Quick Clot in the United States that makes a similar type bandage for the military. But the halloysite also has lots of exciting applications for gas cleaning, absorbing radioactive nuclides. It can be used kind of like as a functional filler for ceramics. And indeed, the largest company is Emery's, which is a French concern, which has a mine in New Zealand, which produces quite a lot of it that goes into the ceramic space.
And you guys are having this in Idaho, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. We're close to a town called Bowlville, which is about 35 miles due east of Moscow, Idaho.
And in this Idaho project, if you will, tell my listeners a little bit about the high source purity potassium feldspar. What is that exactly?
Yeah, we were quite blessed in that we have four unique minerals. This is the weathering of a granite diorite there, and so we have a world-class halloysite, but also we have a world-class potassium feldspar. And that's used predominantly for glazes. And so if you go into your bathroom and look at the commode or sink, you see that nice white glaze is used for that. Well, we have close to a theoretical grade that's over 14%. And so, again, we're blessed in that there's no production currently or very little production currently here in North America. So we feel that we're very well placed to capture most of the market. The kaolin clay that's left over from the halloysite can actually be calcined and turned to what's called metakaolin, which is a pozzolan for cement. And there's a great deal of interest now in natural pozzolans, and that this has much less greenhouse gas effect than fly ash, which comes from coal mining, which is the traditional pozzolan. Plus, it actually gives a superior product. And then we have a quartz product, and again, a very high-grade quartz, which has a lot of applications, not only just for regular glass making, but for high-end glass making for things like fiber optics or LED lighting and solar glass, flat panels for TVs and phones and things of that nature.
I understand recently you guys just got a new water permit there at the Idaho project.
Yeah, we've got the full water permit. We also have the full permit from the state of Idaho to actually build and run the property. So we're fully permitted now, that there is no other permits that need be gotten. So we're shovel ready and ready to start construction. As like I say, we're doing some additional marketing and some additional engineering work now to allow us to do that. And then so we're quite confident we'll be breaking ground next spring and actually building the full project.
My guest today is Tom Conway. He is the CEO and president of iMinerals, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IMAHF. So what's the future timing? When do we actually start seeing some of these deposits being monetized and falling onto the balance sheet?
Well, we think we can be in production in about 2 years, and say we're actively now pursuing full financing. And so we've been off to Europe. And also, I was just off to New York here a little over a month ago, and we've talked to quite a lot of different institutions about moving forward. And so we do have quite a lot of significant interest there. Because none of the minerals here are traded on the LEM or anything, it's hard for people to kind of assess their value. But we have been in contact with different funds and groups that do understand this. They're in other industrial mineral spaces, understand the value of this. And, I encourage people to look at a company called Emery's, which I spoke about earlier. They are a public traded company. They're on the CAC in Paris. But this is a multi-billion euro per annum type company, and they pay a very good dividend, which is what we plan on doing as well. So it kind of shows what the value of industrial minerals are. Like I said, they're used in everyday life, but used for everything and very valuable. And so, say, we should have the funding. I say we're kicking that off and we're, pursuing that in earnest. And then hopefully we'll be able to announce early in the spring that we're getting the detailed engineering construction going. And then about 15 to 18 months after that, we should be up and running in full production. So sometime in probably about mid-2019, up and running.
If I was listening to this program and I'm listening to this interview, your stock price is at 34 cents. Why should I buy the company now?
It's a really good buy. We were up almost close to 50 cents at the start of the summer, and then you're kind of in the summer doldrums now, and we're sort of trading down. But we trade here in the U.S., but we also trade in Canada on the TSXV, and we also trade in Frankfurt on the exchange there, and that a lot of our shareholders have been with this company for quite some time, but really recognize the value of what industrial minerals are worth and the uniqueness and the world-class nature of what we have. And so you start, looking at how much Emery's pays, which is about a 4% dividend. Most of their holders are very long-term. They're the French pension and insurance companies. We have a similar type shareholder base, but really this is almost like an annuity. It's kind of a Warren Buffett type play, that the life on this is that we have a 25-year SEC reserve. But however, there's enough material that we don't go out to 100 years. And so essentially you're going to get a very, very good dividend, in the range of say 15 to about 25 cents a share for the next 100 years or so. And so at the stock now at roughly 35 cents or so, you're paying very little to get almost that same amount of money out in perpetuity. And that's what makes it a really good buy.
What other minerals are you guys producing? I was looking at some of the research and the halopure. What is that exactly?
Well, the halopure, there's actually two grades of the hoysite. There's one that's 95% pure, and that goes into the pharmaceutical space. And then there's one that's about 70% pure, the rest being kale and clay. But that's sufficient for gas absorption and ceramics and some of the other uses that you can put hoysite into. And so there's a big price point break. And that in our feasibility study, we used about $1,000 a ton for the regular halloysite. And now some of the stuff we're getting out of Germany for the pharmaceuticals, you may be getting upwards of $20,000 a ton for some of that material. Albeit you'll be using less of that, obviously, than for the base case. But, it's very exciting that the pricing keeps going up on some of these minerals, because as we open up new markets, particularly in the pharmaceutical space, you can understand that the value of those is quite high.
Supply and demand. Supply low, demand high?
Well, there is no supply. This is world unique. There is no other property like this that's known currently on the face of the earth. And so being into that market obviously is very good for us. There's other people that have halloysite, but most of it has heavy metals or cristobalite, which is a known cancer causer. So they have something wrong with them that precludes them from life sciences. And so we're uniquely poised into that space. And the same is true on the case part. So I'd say we have a very, very high grade. There is no other North American producer of it. Demand for metakaolin's rising because of there's a lot of infrastructure work that's going on. So it's really used for like hardening bridge decks or airport runways, more specialty applications. And then the quartz, of course, if you start looking, back 20, 30 years ago, how many LED lights did you have in iPhones and things? I mean, they didn't exist. And so, you know, quartz demand, particularly on the high end, is rising as this material is being used for, you know, all the new technologies and things that, we have now.
iMinerals is our company that we're highlighting today, basically heading the way for life sciences in so many different ways with their pure products. We're talking with Tom Conway. He's the CEO and president of iMinerals, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IMAHF. In closing, Tom, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
Yeah, I think if people go out and do some research into this, they'll look at this and see this is not a conventional mining play. Really, this is a 21st century technology type company, and that we make the various minerals that go into this technology. And that if they start, you know, kind of really looking into, you know, what these minerals are used for, they'll see the inherent value in it. That these things are only going to get more valuable with time as technology marches on. And so, you know, we think that this is a very good company for that type of space. And I think people will be very happy and pleased when they, you know, look at our website or kind of look at some of the comparables and then and really see what the value of this company is.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time out. I know you're a busy guy. Thank you for coming back on the show today. Hopefully you'll come back in about 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on with iMinerals. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.